This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Elections have come to a close in Ukraine, and the country has elected comedian Volodymyr Zelensky president. Reuters' Colette Luke has more.
41-year-old comedian Volodymyr Zelensky won Ukraine's presidential election on Sunday, defeating incumbent Petro Poroshenko in a landslide victory. The national exit poll showed Zelensky had won 73% of the vote, with Poroshenko winning just 25%. Zelensky, who played a fictitious president in the popular Ukrainian TV series Servant of the People, had no political experience entering the presidential race.
That was Reuters' Colette Luke. Pope Francis has denounced the cruel violence of the Easter Sunday slaughter of Christians and foreigners in Sri Lanka, where 290 people were killed. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Francis skipped his homily during Easter Mass, but delivered his traditional Urbi et Orbi speech, which means to the city and the world, highlighting conflicts in the Middle East, Africa and the Americas. From the loggia of St. Peter's Basilica, Francis urged political leaders to put aside their differences and work instead for peace. The Pope ended his speech by lamenting what he described as the grave attacks on Sri Lankan hotels and churches on Easter Sunday. The 82-year-old Francis has just completed an exhausting few days of Holy Week commemorations, which included presiding over the Way of the Cross procession on Good Friday and celebrating the Easter Vigil late Saturday night in St. Peter's Basilica. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police and British High Commission say a British woman and a Nigerian citizen have been shot dead in north central Nigeria on Friday. Kaduna State Police spokesman Yakubu Sabo tells reporters that the gunmen kidnapped three other people as well. The region has witnessed a spate of kidnappings and by armed men in recent months. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.